letting the traffic flow. With your news headlines, I'm Tim Bolware. One of the other criticisms for USD 457's new policy to have two school resource officers step up traffic enforcement around Garden City High School said since there are only two lanes on the circle, pulling students over could result in tie-ups.
If there were a need to pull somebody over in the heat of the loop after school, someone else could come out and help us do traffic control to keep traffic flowing as smoothly as possible.
Officer Brandy Unruh knows students can get tunnel vision when dismissed for the day.
Currently around the loop is 15 miles an hour. That is very slow. But school's out and they're excited to leave, and so they're driving too fast. We have kids that are crossing at crosswalks there. If you're not paying attention or you happen to be texting on driving and you miss seeing those kids crossing, You know, that's what makes it unsafe.
Stepped up traffic enforcement begins today on school grounds. For complete and up-to-date news headlines, visit our website at westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Bolware.